Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 27, 2026. Salem has dropped the use of flock cameras, and Gloucester will rededicate a memorial. Sunny mid-70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:48 a.m. and 10:51 p.m. Salem News is reporting that Salem is no longer using automatic license plate readers from flock security over data privacy concerns and pushback from local advocates. The cameras went out of use on July 1 as the city's contract with flock expired on June 30. New license plate readers owned and operated by the city are taking their place and have already been installed at high traffic spots around Salem. The police department is still deciding what type of software the cameras will run on, but the devices should be up and running by August 31, according to Mayor Dominic Pangallo. Gail McCarthy writes in the Gloucester Times, the Gloucester Fishermen's Wives Association will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Gloucester Fishermen's Wives Memorial with a rededication ceremony on August 8. The 12-foot bronze statue overlooking Gloucester Harbor from Stacy Boulevard stands as a sobering testament to the realities of the lives of fishing families whose loved ones go out to sea in a job that can carry great risk. This special evening will honor the enduring strength, courage, and sacrifice of the wives, mothers, daughters, sisters, and families of Gloucester's fishing community, according to a program note. In addition to remarks made at the 6:30 p.m. ceremony, the event will commemorate 25 years of the iconic memorial and the dedication of commemorative stones honoring the crew of the fishing vessel Lily Jean, the Tarr family, and the late state representative Anne Margaret Ferranti. The Gloucester Fishermen's Wives Association invites the community, fishing families, friends, and visitors to join in a public celebration of the community's rich maritime heritage and pay tribute to those whose dedication and resilience continue to shape Gloucester's proud fishing tradition. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Sunday with the mayor in a YouTube video at 1623 Studios, Gloucester Mayor Paul Lindbergh addressed rumors regarding Good Harbor Beach.
Well, one of the interesting things about, you know, my thinking about this summer was, you know, we in Gloucester, traditionally, we have a lot happens at the beginning of the summer. You know, and we have the reenactment, then we have Fiesta, then we have the 4th of July and the horrible parade, and then we're like, okay, so now we'll have a little quiet time. No quiet time this year, unfortunately. Yeah. Or fortunately, I think that's wonderful because it just shows how dynamic we are. And we'll get to some of those things. But Good Harbor Beach, I guess, is there's been a lot of talk and wonder about Good Harbor Beach for a number of reasons. And I will say, first, categorically, there is no intention. The city has no plans and will not separate our relationship with Good Harbor Beach. That is one of the most important physical assets we have. It's like Wingersheek Beach and Dogtown and the harbor and everything else. So that's just, that will not happen. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. The other thing, there was some rumor about reducing the number of parking spaces at Good Harbor Beach. Also not going to happen. There are some things that we are, you know, always pay mind to when we are stewards of these incredible natural resources, and Good Harbor Beach is one of them, as is the marshland and the tidal river surrounding Good Harbor Beach, and we have to be good stewards of that. So things like, for instance, Town Green, which is an independent organization, got a grant to do some study about preserving the marshland, and I highlight the word preserving because that's part of our stewardship, and we really have to do that for all of these places that I just mentioned. And that's all that is, and it is advisory only. The city has, everything that we own is owned by the people, and the people and their representatives, particularly the mayor and the city council, are the stewards of that, and anything we would do to change that is going to be with the permission of the people. So I can say that unequivocally.
That's Gloucester Mayor Paul Lundberg on 1623studios.org Sunday with the mayor, hosted by Corey Kukuru and Heather Atwood. And the Newburyport Daily News is reporting the 69th annual Yankee Homecoming began over the weekend as the city came alive with festivities and fun for everyone. Warm, sunny weather greeted the thousands of people who came to enjoy the Yankee Homecoming kickoff party at Cashman Park on Saturday, along with the traditional old-fashioned Sunday activities the next day. The family-friendly fun on Saturday included a road rally, cornhole competition, and the high school battle of the bands. Old-fashioned Sunday featured vendor booths, activities, crafts, food, an antique and classic car show, and old-fashioned games such as three-legged race and the potato sack race. Just a few of the many events scheduled to take place over the next week, including concerts, entertainment, and fireworks. The theme is Home Sweet Home. Yankee Homecoming concludes August 2. A full calendar of events can be found at yankeehomecoming.com. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.